Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost that time. Zach Gribble joins us on the phone lines with Lights on Stratford. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Zach, it is almost that time again. I can't believe it's almost here for Lights on Stratford. When's the kickoff?
The kickoff is actually this Friday, and it officially launches at 5 p.m., but we are gathering in Market Square to have some opening remarks to kick things off.
Now, there is going to be so much to enjoy with these interactive light displays. Where do you want to start? I'm thinking Affinity with Tom Patterson Island. You've had some sneak peek videos. It looks amazing.
It really is pretty incredible, and we have had some testing done this week, and we're able to film that and share that online, getting a lot of feedback and questions and excitement about it. So this is a pretty amazing piece of light art. It comes from Australia from a company called Amigo & Amigo, and it actually represents how the brain works. So there are all these spheres that sort of form a pyramid shape on Tom Patterson Island. And as you interact with the neurons, they send color into the network. And the more people that use it, the more interactive it is. So it's really delightful in terms of spectacle and in terms of interactivity.
And I know we were chatting with Teresa Weicker with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth, and they're thrilled with this and very happy to be a part of this.
Every year, Lights on Stratford tries to raise funds for a local charitable cause, and we couldn't be happier. And really, this sculpture was originally developed to support Alzheimer's in Australia. So the moment we discovered the story behind this, that partnership was the logical conclusion. So we're really happy to partner with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth, and turn Lights on Stratford into a fundraising opportunity and an awareness-building opportunity for them as well.
It looks so incredibly cool. We've got so much happening with Lights on Stratford. Can we check out the interactive light wall? There's also been a video of that already out.
Again, very excited about this one. And this one is on the side of 70 Ontario. People will be familiar with Pazzo and Café Buffon. So the side of that building, we have created a brand new light display specific by Lights on Stratford for Stratford. There are 10 25-foot LED pixel banners that project out from the side of that building. And the interactive portion is very, very cool. There's a lit lectern below that light display. It has microphones within it. And so as people start to speak into the microphone, it impacts that light display in real time in just pretty incredible ways. So it's an amazing color display without any interactivity, but the real magic happens when people start speaking into it and causing that to react to what people are saying.
Oh, this is so incredibly cool. Again, it's Lights on Stratford. It kicks off at December 16th, runs through to January 27th, and it is 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. nightly. And we should mention, Zach, this free hop-on, hop-off shuttle bus service that will be available.
Again, another really innovative partnership and collaboration, this time with Stratford Transit. So a free hop-on, hop-off bus I've heard talked about for years, mostly for summer purposes. So really, really proud that we could have this city partnership and collaboration that allows a whole new way to see the light display. It's pretty neat seeing it from within the bus, but the opportunity to hop on and hop off really makes this accessible to a lot more people. And of course, in those occasional days when we're at minus 25, it's always nice to be able to hop on the bus to get to and from the various light displays.
Oh, absolutely. Lightsonstratford.ca is the website for details. And Zach, we've got more displays, interactive displays that are going to be happening. Contests happening too with regards to this.
There's quite a bit happening online. I encourage everyone to follow our social media channels for Lights on Stratford. And as you've mentioned, the website is really the repository for all the information about all of the displays We have over 15 shareable moments and displays throughout storefronts and locations around the downtown core. We have activities at Gallery Stratford. We have lights on activities at Stratford Perth Museum. It truly is community-wide embracing this Lights On Festival.
And again, this is free to the public for everyone to enjoy December 16th through to January 27th with Lights On Stratford. Zach, we look so forward to it. Anything else before we let you go, or just take it all in?
Take it all in. Top of mind for me is the pool light display, which is being installed today, actually, in Market Square. This is coming to us from New York City. It is immense, and it is also interactive, where folks can actually walk on top of this light display. There's 100 concentric circles that form a large circle, and the more people that are on it, the more interactive it becomes. So really, the light trail connecting Market Square all the way to Tom Patterson Island is just filled with delight, and we can't wait to welcome everyone to enjoy it.
It is going to be amazing and great to have it back. December 16th through to January 27th, Lights on Stratford. Lightsonstratford.ca is the website where you can keep up to date. Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford. Thanks so much for this, Zach. We wish you a great season with this.